Anyone with even passing knowledge of the Great Lakes knows there are secrets beneath those eternal waves, ships that have foundered. Many have been found and their locations are well known, but there are still mysteries to be unlocked. One of the biggest dates back to a stormy night in September 1929. The ship Andaste was headed from Grand Haven to Chicago when she vanished in a sudden storm on Lake Michigan. No one knew she was missing until bodies began washing up on the beaches in Holland. Now we may be a big step closer to discovering just where Andaste went down. Valerie Van Heest is a shipwreck historian and author with the Michigan Shipwreck Research Association. The Andaste has been called the holy grail of Great Lakes shipwrecks. Why is that, Valerie?
Well, any time a ship goes missing with everyone on board, we just don't know what happened. And it's a nagging, burning desire to understand what took the life of so many people. And in this case, 25 men who all came from Grand Haven, Michigan.
Tell us about the Andaste.
Well, it was an unusual ship. It had rounded sides designed to better cut through the water. At least that's what the builder thought. But years into its life, it was converted to a self-unloading barge, a barge that could carry stone and gravel and have a conveyor belt on its deck that could unload its cargo, saving, of course, manpower.
Sure.
But adding all that equipment onto the deck of this round-sided ship made it quite roly-poly. So we think that its design contributed to its loss.
Oh, boy. And what do we know about the night that she went down?
Well, we know there was a bad storm. There were other ships out that night, and they reported waves like they'd never seen before. So certainly we know the storm was the major contributing factor of this accident. But where did it occur? You know, what did the men go through that night? Was it quick? Was it slow? We want to know. These are the kind of mysteries that, increase our desire to find the wreck and answer these questions.
And Valerie, why is it with all the technology that we have that her location is still a mystery all these years, almost 90 years later?
Well, you know, every time that there's an incident where everyone dies, there are no eyewitness accounts of the sinking, you know, as opposed to when people survive. And so we've searched now with the best, most modern side-scan sonar equipment, but we aren't sure where it is. It could be literally anywhere between Grand Haven and Chicago, its destination. But recently we found a piece of information we never expected to find.
Yes, what did you find? Because this could be the big key, couldn't it?
Yes, we knew from newspaper accounts that an inquest was held after the ship disappeared. And we knew that 33 people testified as to the conditions of the ship, the storm that night, inspections that had been done. And we also knew that another ship captain testified, a captain that had seen the Andaste. But searching high and low for years, I couldn't get my hands on a copy of that transcript until.
Until what happened?
Just recently. Yes, somebody who knew of our interest in the Andaste coincidentally was going through boxes in a basement. And he discovered a box with a lot of historical photographs, but underneath those photographs was a 300-page transcript of the inquest.
That's the holy grail of evidence, speaking
that
of holy grails.
That is the holy grail. That's kind of the treasure map that's going to hopefully lead us to the wreck. We've never had such specific information before on this ship. So what we had in that document was the testimony from the captain and first mate of the steamship Alabama that actually saw the Andaste struggling in the storm.
So now you've got kind of, as you say, a treasure map that could lead you finally, after since 1929, this ship's been on the bottom of Lake Michigan.
Yeah.
What do you think the upcoming expedition is going to entail? What, based on what you've read, what's it going to take to find her?
This testimony indicates that the Andaste is very far offshore, 35 to 40 miles offshore, in 400 to 450 feet of water, deeper than we've ever searched. And if we discover it, it will be probably the deepest wreck anyone's ever yet found in Lake Michigan. So we've got a real challenge on our hands, but we need the help of the public to accomplish this.
How so?
Well, if the public is interested in this search and in our past discoveries, like our discovery of the John V. Moran that we found last year off Muskegon, we'd like to share that with them at our upcoming film festival in Holland on March 26th, Saturday night. It's our only fundraising activity of the entire year, and we get by with very little. So if people come to the show, they'll have a great time. They'll learn about our hunt for the Andaste, and their $12.50 ticket will help us fund this search and solve this mystery.
Yeah, we should let everybody know, as Valerie said, it's 7 p.m. March the 26th in Holland at the Knickerbocker Theater right there in downtown Holland. And you'll have the exploration teams there to share the stories of the three most recent shipwreck discoveries and then the hopes of diving to find the Andaste after all of these years. Valerie Van Heest, great talking with you as always. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Cindy.